Random House Audio presents Ride the Dark Trail by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Terence Mann. Chapter 1. The old house stood on the crest of a knoll, and it was 300 yards to the main gate. No shrubbery or trees obscured the view, nor was there any cover for a half mile beyond. The house was old, weather-beaten, wind-harried and long unpainted. By night no light shone from any window, and by day no movement could be seen. But the watchers from the hill a half mile away were not fooled.
"She's there, all right. You lay a hand on that gate and you'll damn soon know she's there. She's sitting up there in that old house and she can shoot."
Behind the house, the mountains lifted abruptly, steep, ragged slopes broken by ledges and dikes, covered with rough growth and deadfall timber. Directly behind the house, only the top spread of its walls visible, lay the mouth of a canyon opening into the mountains beyond.
"Old man Talon built that house to last, and when he built it, it was the finest house between New Orleans and Frisco. He had 30 tough hands then, a regular army."
"How many she got now?" Matthew asked.
"Not more than 2 or 3.
The best of her land and the sources of all her water lie back of the house, and there's no way to get at it except right through the ranch yard. And that old devil ain't about to let anybody get by."
"She's got to sleep, ain't she?"
Brewer asked.
"She sleeps, I suppose, but nobody ain't figured out when. Lay a finger on that gate and she'll part your brisket with a 50-caliber bullet.
The way folks tell it, old man Talon figured someday they'd have to stand siege, so he laid by enough ammunition, and grub too, to supply an army."
The three men eyed the house. Irritation.